It is good to be with you on this New Year's Day. We started a tradition last year and want to carry it on this year, where the Sunday after Christmas is Story Sunday, where you guys get a chance to share with one another the goodness of God through the past year. And so in a moment, we're going to give you opportunity to just kind of come on up one at a time and just share a short story, a short encouragement, something God has said to you, done in you, done through you, done for you over the past year. Right on. So who is first? Frank, come on up. Right on up. I'll get the timer out.
This past year, I had a larger sister and a brother, but that built me more and more to look forward to God, for He is the one that comforts us through death and whatever. Lord, be with us by our side, O Lord, because we all meet up in heaven someday, O Lord, and be with us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Ed. Pastor Don brought his Bible. Here we go.
It's really going to be a short sermon.
Okay.
My challenge to you this morning is this book.
Amen.
To read it. Mm-hmm. It took me a little while yesterday to get through it, but every year for a long while, it's been my challenge and my discipline to read the book and thank God for the blessings that it brings to us. Mm. But I want to just say, the last 2 weeks I've been in Revelation, of course, because it's in the last of the books. And I want to challenge you with that. You know, from chapter 4 of Revelation until the end is all prophetic. It's all yet to come. And I'm telling you, it really does something in your spirit to know that we got to be really pressing on for God this year, but we did last year too.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Don. Ken, thank you.
I'm sure most of you can recall earlier this year when Pastor Dave challenged us to write out what the gospel is. And what a tremendous thing. If that's all we learned all year, that would be wonderful. I recall he said to write it out and then go and share with people. So I was in my private time with the Lord one morning and I'd written this out, and all of a sudden I just got this, man, what a waste of time. You know, I got to go do something. So we live right across from Skaha Park, and I thought, I need to go share the gospel with somebody. So away I go, and I see this guy putting on his running shoes, and I see his pickup truck. It's kind of a beat-up pickup truck from Saskatchewan. And I wasn't even thinking about this guy as being a victim. I was just, oh, he's from Saskatchewan. So I started talking to him, and before long, he was complaining about BC means bring cash. He started complaining about, you know, BC people and businesses and stuff. And so I said, well, let's go for a walk, and we walked, and it wasn't long. We sat down on a park bench, and this man was probably in his early 40s, and I got to share with him, and it wasn't long. We got to pray together. He was a backslidden pastor's kid, and so I want to, you know, I just want to encourage you to share the gospel. We're, you know, a lot of us here are praying for our kids, but that was one case where God allowed me to be an answer to prayer of a pastor in Saskatchewan who had a backslidden kid. And he keeps in touch regularly, phones me at Christmas, and is just so grateful that somebody helped him get back on track. So thank you for the challenge.
Thanks, Ken. Bless you. Fantastic.
My heart is beating, so I know I have to talk. I was in Saskatchewan, and I was flying home, and we got into Calgary and found out that our flight to Penticton was canceled, And the people around me were just so mad and all upset. And I just said, Lord, what have you got in store for us? So I went to the hotel, stayed overnight. First time I'd ever done that on my own. And I came over to the airport and booked in. And I was just walking thinking, well, maybe I can pick up some stocking stuffers or whatever. I had 3 hours. And I walked by this one store. And this young man came out. And he said, I got a gift for you. And he gave me a little bar of soap. And of course, you know, they wanted to sell you something. So I went in and I just felt I had to talk to him. And I said to him, what nationality are you? He said, I'm a Jew. And this did not come from me. This came from God. It just opened up my mouth and I said, well, have you met your Messiah yet? He looked at me kind of like, okay, no, I'm not religious. And I said, it's not religious. I said, I've met him. He's real. His name is Jesus. And he let me stand and or sit and talk to him for an hour. And I shared the gospel with him. And I knew without a doubt in my heart that that's why that plane was canceled. And I just thank God. He told me, I gave him my only Bible that I had with me. He said he would read it. And he had two little children. And I said, you need to tell your children the story about Jesus, the great Messiah.
Well done.
Thank you. Can we have two in one family?
Yeah, of course you can.
Well, the last year or more, I don't know, some of you may realize, I've been spending a lot of time, energy, hours, and sweat and tears saving Skaha Park. And I don't want to be known for that. I want to be known for saving souls. That's the most important thing in my life or anybody else's life, that they come to know Jesus. And I want to be more of a blessing to this church family. So let me be a blessing to you, I pray.
Amen. Thank you, Hannah. You are a blessing.
I just want to encourage you that God is never too late. I've been expecting a major breakthrough in my career for almost a year. And I picked my call 20th of December to confirm. And they told me, oh, we've been trying to reach you since November. You have a deadline of payment in less than 24 hours, and God did it. So I'm just trying to encourage you that God is never too late. He's always on time, even if you don't understand.
Amen. Right on.
Yeah. 2016 was quite a difficult year for our family as a whole. We went through quite a few things. But I just want to praise God today because I know that Christopher, our son, is so much better. And I'm speaking on his behalf, I'm sure. It was really a life and death situation for him. And God has given him back his strength. And I can only we know that it only is because of all the prayer of you faithful people who have prayed for him and his family and our family. And I just want to say thank you, because without God, I don't know what people would do.
Yeah, amen. Thanks, Carol.
I was originally told that I would never be able to have children. And in 2015, I got to have my little girl, and she's now 18 months. 6 weeks after I had her, I was actually diagnosed with cervical cancer. So again, I was told I was never gonna get pregnant. 6 months after my diagnosis, miraculously, the cancer just disappeared. They have no idea what happened. I didn't have to do any treatments, it just was gone. And yeah, now I'm pregnant with a baby boy, so.
Okay.
Well, hello. I just want to speak to the power we have as grandparents. And if you're not grandparents, you probably will be someday. And that is that I'm the one in my family, and you may be too, that the younger ones look to me for Jesus. And they've written me, they've emailed me through the struggle we've had of losing my sister-in-law, the boy's mother, grandma, and others in the family. So I just want to encourage you in that area of the family ministry. And I'm very thankful that my daughter and her husband are happy that I bring my two little ones to Sunday school, Jaron and Serena, and they have really, really appreciated, and so have we, the Sunday school program and the teaching in the Sunday school. In fact, we say grace now, especially when I have them, and my little guy says, can we pray some more, Grandma? and on the phone it's, well, how are things going at church, Grandma? So they become interested, and they were like 4 and 6. So I encourage you, particularly as grandparents today, and I'm so thankful for our Sunday school program and the people that make it possible.
Amen. Absolutely. Come on up. Yep. He's going to speak for himself.
She stole my thunder. I was just thinking, I was going to speak, but just was trying to think of the words to say. As many of you know, I was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease about a year and a half ago, and it's been a real struggle this past year with all the drugs and treatments they had me on to try and get everything under control. It's a they don't know a lot about it, and the fact that they actually caught it after I'd had it for about 2 years was a miracle in itself, just the fact that the doctor in Penticton had seen it before when she had worked in Toronto. So every doctor that I was dealing with, none of them had seen it before. It was very, very hard to deal with, and the fear of the unknown was very hard for me. But I probably was on, probably 7 or 8 different drugs at one point in time, and a form of chemotherapy, and now I'm down to 1 drug that I'm hoping I can get off at some point in time, because it upsets my stomach. But compared to what I was on before, I'm very thankful to be where I'm at today, and for the most part, it's affected my legs and my feet, and for the most part, it's almost gone back to normal, so I'm thankful for that. And just also wanted to say thank you to everyone. A Sunday wouldn't go by that I wouldn't come to church and someone would say that they were praying for me, and I know that's why I've gotten to this point, so I just wanted to say thanks.
Amen. Right on.
Hello, my name is Francesca. I am one of the youth leaders here at Bethel Church with Chris and Pastor Joseph Bott. And I just wanted to share this. I just felt it was on my heart. In the last, I guess, almost 2 years that we've been on the youth team here, we've been leading an incredible group of these amazing youth. And we've just seen how, Jesus has shaped their lives and made them, shape them to grow out of, situations we never thought they'd be able to come out of, and they've come out 10 times stronger with an incredible faith that just inspires us each and every day. But just recently we brought the youth to a conference called Awaken, and on the first day Pastor Ben asked all of the youth, how many of them suffer with, depression or suicide, and it shook us to our very core to see almost every youth stand up, and I just, it brought me to tears. But by the third day of the conference, with all the sermons and just the Holy Spirit was certainly there that conference. By the third day, when he asked everyone to stand up to feel, if anyone in the room felt like Jesus had, like God had lifted off that burden off their shoulders, and almost every one of them stood up, and they're like, they felt like they were freed, or that Jesus had spoke to them that they shouldn't feel that way anymore. And I guess I just wanted to say to all of you that sometimes we underestimate the power that we have and the power that Jesus has, that if we see someone alone that's hurting, don't hesitate, if God's calling you, to just talk to them and smile and give them a hug. We think, how is that going to make an impact? But it does. It's that little smile or that little breath of fresh air that might make someone go home and say, you know what, I have purpose, or God loves me. We don't think that we make that much of an impact, but we do, and Jesus will work through us to accomplish that. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers too, because it's because of this church that we're able to be an incredible church family and be a family to these kids. So thank you.
Right on. Here he comes.
I just can't get enough of the stage. That's the reason. But no, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. A lot of you guys have been praying for my uncle, and he's been doing a lot better. He was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer a while ago now, and his tumors have shrunk, and which is amazing in and of itself. But we've also, I've been able to, and a bunch of people in my family have been able to talk to him about Jesus, whereas that would have never happened before. And he's now really plugged into a church down in Abbotsford. And it's been amazing, some of the talks we've had. And we're right on the cusp, I think, of really kind of getting there. And he's really open to giving his life to Christ. So it's been amazing. And so that's definitely one thing to be that I wanted to encourage you guys and thank you guys for as far as your prayer. But also, as you guys know, Clea and I and Ruby have only been here since the end of May, start of June, and it was quite a big step for us to come out here. there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of praying that happened, and a lot of you have heard the long story, so I'm not going to do that in a minute and a bit, so I'll just save you that. But we've just been overjoyed to be part of this church since we've come. It's been so refreshing, so welcoming. And we just really want to thank you guys and say that we really appreciate it. We really love what's happening in this church, and we're really excited about what's going to happen the next year. So,
amen. Plenty of time for a few more. Staff are starting to fill the gaps here.
My wife made me come up. Just thought I'd say that. As many of you know, I have a little nephew named Klein. When he was about 3 weeks old, his kidneys stopped working, and so he went into the hospital, the NICU, in Victoria, and we just got all kinds of people praying and lots of people from the church praying. And it seemed like any time we'd see like a little bit better, things would like just drastically get worse, and then a little bit better and just drastically get worse. And but we just kept praying, and we just kept believing that God was good, and he had a future for Klein. And there are so many people in this church and around the country who are praying for him. And he's out of the NICU, he's at home. We went home to see my family at Christmas, and he was there, and we got to hold him and be with him. And so it was just really amazing just to see the power of the prayers and the power of the church community when they come together and pray. And so I want to thank you for that, and thank God for that. So he's doing a lot better. He's still got some kind of kidney thing going on, has to go to the hospital every 6 months, but it's not a life and death situation like it was for a while there. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Pastor Joe.
Back in the fall, Christopher was working a night shift, and about 3:30, the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, pray for his protection. About an hour and a half later, his PC got hit at the corner of Duncan and Fairview. Everybody walked away, minor damage to both vehicles, and so we just give God the glory.
Amen. Awesome.
Thanks, Dave. I've been helping out since September with the Penn City Youth, and it was actually a pretty difficult time for me before I came here. I was living in Oliver, actually working at a church there, and I had the opportunity to stay with my cousin who had cancer and had a lot of medical issues, and in May he ended up passing away, and so there was a lot of difficult time there, but truly through that, a lot of the family, and I still have been having some awesome conversations with his mother and his sister about the Lord, and then just to say, like, I left the church working in Oliver and came straight to Joe, like, pretty much like 2 days after I had preached on that for last Sunday, and just being here in this community has been really encouraging, especially the kids at the youth group there. Really, their love for God and coming every Wednesday and to some of the conferences has really been encouraging to myself and the rest of the group, and I'm thankful to be here with you guys today.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, Ryder.
Hi, Ryder.
Hi, I'm Erin. This is Ryder.
Hi, Ryder.
Okay. 2016 was actually a really awesome year for us because I became a Christian in September.
Thanks.
Pretty awesome that, to know that, you know, God's got our backs. And I've been a single mom since he was born, and Ryder was diagnosed with autism last year. So it's been rough, but we feel like with Jesus we can do anything. So it's been an awesome year.
Right on. Thanks, Erin. I think this section's winning, if any other sections want to get in there.
I'm pretty much going to say the same thing as last year, so that's going to be awesome. So every year, Joe and I host a Christmas party for little kids, because we have little kids, and having a little three-year-old and almost two-year-old this month, crazy, I've always told Joe that is where my heart is right now, and that's where I can serve, because that's where I'm at with my life right now. So we always do this, and I always just want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So every year it gets bigger, which is awesome. And this year we had almost 80 people come, most of them on Christians, to this Christmas party that's held at the church. So people are coming into the church, which is amazing. And a bunch of ladies from this church actually made cookies for it so kids could decorate it. And the whole point in my heart for this party is that people just come into the church and feel Jesus in a very, very practical way. They're not being preached at. They're not nothing like that. Although that's really good. It's just for them to feel Jesus and for them to take a step to get closer to coming in here and listening to all this. And it's been really cool. I've been having more opportunities to speak to people. Another lady's been asking me about Jesus recently. And then there's practical steps. They come to Moms and Tots. So I just want to encourage you. You're the hands and feet of Jesus in every single situation you're in, because it works. It happens. Another mom's been coming to church on and off that I've been connected with. So it's worth it. And I'm going to keep coming up here every single year until, and then 1 year with one person, I'm going to be telling you that Jesus got her.
Yeah.
So that's the goal. So maybe next year. So keep praying for it.
Awesome. Thanks, Mel.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to give thanks to to God. You know, he's my best friend. And you know what? That's what Christianity is all about. It's about relationship, you know. And this year, well, I should say last year, and He's just been so real to me. He has opened so many doors. You know, getting back to relationship, he's my best friend. You know, he instructs me, he talks to me, he whispers to me, he teaches me. And you know what? It's been so awesome. I would just encourage you folks. You know, when Jesus says a man must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven, we actually are reborn into his kingdom. Yeah. And we actually have a relationship with him. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus today, I would encourage you, call out to him. He'll be your best friend. He will lead you and guide you in every situation. He'll take you places where you've never been before. You know, it's just incredible. There is always ups and downs, whether you know Jesus or not. But he will get you through them. He will calm your storms. He will heal you. He will give you power to do things you've never done before. Just get connected with Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thanks, Bob.
I just want to say thanks for Pastor Dave and Joe and Brett and their family. We're just so thankful for them. And number two is for all the new young people we see and the young people coming to church. It's just such a blessing to come and see all these new folks and their testimony. And just thank the Lord.
Amen. Thanks, Brian. Probably have time for two, three more.
A quick thank you to the congregation, to all of you who remember that last year I was in Korea at this time looking after my daughter in the hospital in Seoul. And I've been since then, I've thought a lot about this and about how this congregation, many of you prayed that she would be well and I would be able to come home. And it happened. It took, you know, December 20th to January 20th to February 20th, and then we were in Richmond, and then it was, you know, the end of March before we came home. But, you know, God is good. We need to trust him more. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Eleanor.
I just want to share a story about the kids here at Bethel and how awesome it is to see them learning about Jesus and loving about Jesus. There's lots of stories, but we had a potluck with our life group, and I was sitting beside one little girl who's, I think, about three, and just having conversation with her and getting to know her a bit more, and just astounded by all these stories she had to tell me. And then she looks at me, and she shouts, now I'm going to forget it. She shouts their Bible verse, just these few short words that she learned in church. And I said to her, I was like, where did you learn that? And she told me, you know, kids' church. And then she says, and Mel was standing on the table. So it's just encouraging. You know, we've got awesome volunteers who do these drastic things, which Mel quickly said, we're not allowed to stand on tables. But it stuck with the kids, and this little girl knows that verse by heart, and that brings her closer to Jesus. So yeah, it's exciting.
Amazing. Is there one more? I don't want to, if you've been sitting there on the edge of your seat trying to build up the courage. 3, 2, 1. That probably makes you more nervous. Okay, well, praise God. Let's just pray for a moment, and Pastor Brett and the band are going to lead us through a song that just celebrates God's goodness. And as much as we are thankful and are remembering the past year, we also look forward to the future. We also look forward to what God is going to do in 2017. We believe here always that the best is yet to come. And I think one of the themes that we heard through this morning, as everyone shared, was that a church family together is strong. When we're here, when we make the commitment to be with one another, right? Just the fact, Andrea shared the fact that she would come here and people took the time to be in church, to come and encourage her and speak to her, and the amount of prayers that people had, and that people would mention to Chris that they had been praying for them, and the kids' church leaders who were there faithfully teaching these kids, and the impact that that has. We are better together. We are stronger together. And let's commit not only to the Lord, but to one another as 2017 rolls through, that we would serve one another, we would take care of one another, we would encourage one another, we would build one another up and encourage each other, spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Can we pray into that right now as we conclude this morning? Father, thank you that we are a family. We are a family who was brought together by our big brother and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we are your children. And we are one, as Jesus prayed that we are one, because we are filled with one Holy Spirit. We practice one baptism. We have one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God, we thank you. I pray you continue to unite us together, that your Holy Spirit would fill our hearts and our minds and our homes and this space, that we could be unified together as one. Lord, I pray that we'd be able to strengthen one another. We'd encourage one another. God, I pray that we would be brave enough and courageous enough to expose our fears and our hurts and our pains and our sins to one another, all for the purpose of being healed, God, that we just be able to accept one another as we have been accepted in Christ, forgive one another as we have been forgiven in Christ, and spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Lord, thank you for this church. Thank you for our past. Thank you for today, and thank you for the great and glorious future you have in store for us. We love you. We once again commit ourselves to you, to your work, to your gospel, and to what you're doing among us. So God, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.